have a real treat here today. I have Miss Allie Rogers here, Miss South Carolina 2012 and first runner-up for Miss America, sitting here right now. And it's exciting to have you here. She's got her crown and everything. There'll be a video on YouTube. How you doing today, Allie?
Fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing very good. So, gosh, that was quite an experience up there for Miss America, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. So a once-in-a-lifetime experience, not something I ever expected or anticipated experiencing, but it was pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome. Now, have you been a pageant girl growing up the whole time?
No, not at all. I started playing softball when I was 5 and started playing the piano at that age, too, and then started playing golf when I was 9. And so I've played sports my whole life. That's been my passion. I'm one of very few girls in my family, and so I grew up as one of the boys and competed for Miss South Carolina Teen in 2009 and won that and decided to come back for Miss South Carolina last summer. And so this was my second venture into pageants after Miss South Carolina Teen. So about as far from a pageant girl in the as Miss South Carolina as you can possibly be.
Wow. Well, what made you decide to enter a pageant to begin with? Scholarships or what was the reason?
My first pageant was Miss LDHS, Miss Lawrence High School, which was my high school pageant. And I was very involved in high school. I was class president all 4 years, played 2 sports, was in the orchestra, was in just about every group or organization at school.
Did you have any time to study?
Oh, I found time to study. I didn't have too much time to have fun, but I found time to study, and I wanted to be more involved in any way I could represent the school, and so I decided to compete for Miss LDHS, and I won that my junior year, and that led me into Miss South Carolina Teen.
Wow. So did somebody say, hey, you need to keep going on this?
Someone saw me compete at Miss LDHS and told me that, you know, I'd never heard of Miss South Carolina Teen before and didn't know that was an option. And so I went on to compete after hearing that little word of encouragement, and here I am.
That's pretty phenomenal, isn't it,
Allie? It's pretty cool. This has been the theme of my life. I've always tried to plan out exactly what I'm going to do and where I'm going to go and who I'm going to be, and it just hasn't worked out that way. But it's worked out certainly much better than I ever anticipated.
What do your parents say about this phenomenal success of just being in a pageant, winning Lawrence, and then going on to be Miss South Carolina?
Well, my mom isn't a pageant mom. My dad taught me how to play sports, and so they don't get into this whole pageant thing just like I don't. And so they, you know, are very proud of me, and they support me and love what I do as Miss South Carolina. But when it comes to the whole pageant aspect of things, it's just that was just the means of how to get to the job and position I'm in now.
Now, when I was reading something very interesting about, I think this must have been when you became Miss South Carolina, there were 47 other contestants, all incredible role models that would love to have the crown and title, she says, of Miss South Carolina pageant, but I wanted the job.
Yep, that's right.
So what do you want to be when you grow up?
Honestly, I don't know. And like I said, I've stopped planning out and trying to figure out what I'm going to be when I grow up, because nothing has turned out as I expected it to be, and it's turned out even greater than what I expected. So I'm done planning. I'm done trying to pave my own path, and we'll see where God leads me.
Interesting. All right. So you were very sports minded. I was reading that you won the swimsuit. Mm-hmm. Right? Was that what it's called now, or is it called something
swimsuit
else?
Competition, that's
right.
It.
You won that, but you thought that because your bod's not perfect from the end of playing softball and everything, you thought you wouldn't win that. You're quite striking, I must add.
Well, thank you. Well, it's the softball scars that I joke about. So I don't have the most perfect legs because of my softball scars, but I've come to like my softball scars because that's what makes me me. I think the judges more than anything appreciated that I was real. I didn't try to cover up anything, any scars or anything with makeup. And I just went out there, and a lot of girls, I think, preparing for swimsuit, they go on this crash diet for several months to prepare for swimsuit competition rather than just maintaining a healthy diet and an active lifestyle all day, every day. And that's what I've done my entire life as an athlete. And so it was pretty rewarding to see not just a few months of preparing for swimsuit payoff, but an entire lifetime of healthy habits.
Well, it is. Now, I got to ask you, you know, those heels that you're wearing, how high are those heels there?
These are probably about four or five inches.
4 or 5 inches. Okay. As an athlete, were you used to wearing heels?
Well, I wore heels to church. I grew up in the church, and so that was my dress-up time was, you know, Sunday mornings. And so I wasn't bad at walking in heels, per se, but didn't wear them all the time. And I've gotten lots of practice as Miss South Carolina, so this feels pretty normal for me.
Pretty normal. Because a lot of gals, you know, think they can walk in heels, but it's not a pretty sight.
No, it does take practice. And you know, I would rather be barefoot or in tennis shoes. But as my job entails, I just can't always wear what I want to wear.
Well, what was the biggest challenge for you becoming Miss South Carolina and then going on to become a contestant for Miss America?
The biggest challenge, honestly, I'm very confident and I do believe in myself, but I think because I haven't always been a pageant girl, I really did struggle with believing that I could be Miss America. And so, you know, I went into Miss South Carolina telling myself if I don't win Miss South Carolina, then God has better things in store. And I went into Miss America with the same mindset, but preparing for Miss America was hard to wrap my mind around. And so that was the biggest struggle for me was, you know, realizing, holy cow, I'm competing for Miss America. And it was so kind of far-fetched that I would talk myself out of believing that I was actually competing for it. So, you know, as confident as Miss South Carolina may come across, competing for Miss America, that was a pretty hard concept to grasp.
I know that when it came down to just two of you, that what was going through your mind? I mean, I can't imagine to be standing there, you know, what actually was happening there.
Well, to be honest, I think when I got there, it didn't feel real. And, you know, it was a week and a half, 2 weeks out when I landed in Vegas. And I thought, well, surely as the week progresses, it'll finally feel more and more real. And it felt less and less real every day. And, you know, by the last day, it was so surreal that it was actually happening. And I had been Miss South Carolina for 6 months and had been preparing and working so hard to get to where I was. And it was hard to believe that it was finally there. And so I wasn't nervous that night competing until we got on stage for the announcement of the winner. And so I've gone back to watch the crowning moment once. And, I mean, I can literally see me breathing. And I can tell I was nervous then. So I guess all of the lack of nerves that week piled up in that one moment. But it was really just at the same time being so nerve-wracking and an anxious moment. I had a settling feeling that everything was going to work out exactly how it was supposed to, and it did. It absolutely did.
How'd you feel after it was over and you had not won?
I was genuinely happy.
I can imagine,
and,
actually.
You know, preparing for 6 months, and I'm in this mindset, I want to be Miss America. Of course, preparing for it, that's what you're telling yourself. I'm preparing to be Miss America. I want to be Miss America. When it comes down to it, Miss America is not an easy job, and not Not that I wouldn't have been able to handle it, but there are so many opportunities here in South Carolina that I have as Miss South Carolina to promote my platform, making a difference for children with disabilities, to be a role model for the youth of the state, and to be a spokesperson for the organization. And so it was definitely a win-win to have the exposure of being first runner-up and getting to come back home rather than live out of a suitcase and fly from city to city literally every day. And Mallory, Miss New York, is doing an outstanding job as Miss America. And I think you can tell in the pictures and from the video at Miss America, I was genuinely excited and just absolutely thrilled for.
Now, your job would be if something happened, you would actually step in.
Right.
For Miss America, is that correct? Yeah.
That's right.
So, okay. But you're happy to be home here in South Carolina.
I am. And it's nothing short of a full-time job. I'm required to take a year off from school and will be back at Clemson in the fall after my Miss South Carolina days. But it's the most rewarding job.
That's cool. All right. We are here with Allie Rogers. Hey, if you've got a question for her, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be right back.
Gold. Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery, right here on the 72 bypass between Bank of America and Burger King. I have the pleasure of having Miss South Carolina 2012, Allie Rogers, with us. We just had a question come in. First, Pat said she loves my show. Thank you. Pat Minier is on the Lauren side of the lake, and she wants to know, Allie, is there a movie or TV contract in your future?
Possibly. We've been contacted with a few opportunities. That's not something in particular that I would like to pursue, but if the opportunity does come my way and it looks to be something that would be a great opportunity, then maybe I'll take it. But we'll just have to see.
We'll have to see. All right. She also said to get a good lawyer before you get an agent from someone who has been there and done that. Miss 1969, Miss Idaho. How about that?
All right.
All right, Miss Idaho. Thanks for calling us here this afternoon. All right. We are having a good time talking about a lot of different issues. Now, your platform. What is your platform?
My platform is Making a Difference for Children with Disabilities.
That's a great platform. What do you think about the kids here in South Carolina? What do you think about our young people? I mean, I would not want to be a young person. You're a young person, but we've got younger kids that are coming up, and I think some of the things that are happening out there, we're just not seeing that good moral fiber that holds a family and holds kids together and makes them able to converse and have a life.
Right. I think we've really lost sense of what is to be valued in society. And, you know, we should value family time. We should value real conversation, face-to-face, one-on-one communication. We should value teaching wrong from right, teaching a hard work ethic. And those are things that have come to be obsolete in society today. And it's sad because one day, and, you know, we were talking earlier, these kids growing up now, they're just going to be awkward when they grow up because they don't know how to have conversations with people. And one thing that frustrates me the most is seeing families at dinner at a restaurant. And, you know, I don't care if you're out in public and your kids are loud. They're kids. They're supposed to be loud. What frustrates me is seeing families, parents that will just throw them an iPhone to keep them quiet for a while, and they're stuck over there playing their games. They're quiet, yes, but they're not learning how to have a conversation, how to have quality family time, and to value that that conversation time with your family. And so we've really lost sense of what's important. And you know, in a nutshell, America needs to be brought back to the basics.
I think you're right. I couldn't agree with you more. Now, as far as children with disabilities, how are you helping? How are you working with that, Allie?
I basically, wherever I might be in the state traveling, I get to go hang out with these awesome kids. And, you know, one place in particular is the Meyer Center in Greenville. And they don't expect me to wear makeup. They don't expect me to wear high heels. And they don't know me as Miss South Carolina. I'm just Allie to them. And so to be able to go and not play a parent role or be a teacher to them, but just to be a friend, and we just go have playtime, and that's the easiest part of my job, is spending time with them, and to also be a support system for their families. What we think of as trials just pales in comparison to what these families go through, and when difficulty and challenge and struggle, that's just normal life for them. And so to be a voice and an advocate for their families, because I know it's tough what they go through.
Absolutely. And in fact, tomorrow afternoon, I'm going to sit down and have a conversation with our governor, Miss Nikki Haley. So
I met her quite a few times.
Have you?
She's an incredible woman.
She is incredible. What has she said? I'm sure she's had some things to say about that platform.
Well, we've been at two events together, and so I've met her and gotten to know her a little bit through that. But I think that's, you know, in a roundabout way, the focus of where we should have our emphasis on youth today is not only children with disabilities, but making sure our youth are growing up with the proper education. And as a proud product of public education, I think that's where emphasis needs to be today.
You know, have you been to the Burton Center here?
I haven't.
You need to.
Oh, actually, well, I went there one Saturday for a Greenwood Miracle League game.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And one of my buddies from back home, Matthew, plays for the Braves. And so I was his buddy at his Greenwood Miracle League game. And I've gotten to know several of those kids there in the group and their parents. So I'd love to come over during the week sometime and see what they have going on over there.
It would be an excellent program for you to see. They also do hypnotherapy. For them, and they've got a lot of programs going on over there, so you should make it a point to get over there to Burton Center. That would be great.
Absolutely.
Yes. So what do you think can be done in today's world for our children with disabilities? I mean, you're right. The parents shoulder a huge brunt of trying to balance a regular life with the needs of a child with disabilities.
I think where in this world, where it's lacking is, I don't want to say it's on the parents' half, but there are so many programs today for kids where, it, you know, if you don't have the money to pay for it, they'll pay for your kid to grow up in this program and to build them up, to receive an education just like I did. And so I think the main place where we're lacking is when they get to be 18, when they're an adult, then what are they going to do? And that's a platform I want to take after my Miss South Carolina days. I've thought about it, you know, as I move on from Miss South Carolina back into the real world and I grow up and go back to school, I'm going to kind of graduate from my efforts with children with disabilities to young adults with disabilities and to make sure that they're receiving the proper programs and support they need to go on to have a job for themselves and to build a life for themselves and to be able to, if they can, rely on themselves and work and learn the importance of...
To be independent. Sure.
And to learn the importance of working. And I think we see such great skilled workers in these people with disabilities. And so we need to take advantage of that work ethic that they have because they would love to have the jobs that we have today. And so they need that opportunity.
I know you probably never met Felton Burton, but he actually founded the Burton Center, and it was all because he had a daughter. And he always used to say, what is normal? It's a setting on the dryer. And I thought that always was a great phrase as far as his belief in the children, the clients out there at Burton Center and around the world. Hey, I'm here with Allie Rogers. We are going to hear the South Carolina news, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. You got a question for Allie? Go ahead and give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be right back.
This is Philip Biffle, your Greenwood Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Do you have a recovery plan for your investments? If not, there are several reasons we think you should. While interest rates are very low, certain income strategies and investments could help increase your investment income. Also, many investment portfolios are out of balance at a time when proper investment diversification may be most critical. You also may want to review your portfolio to consider replacing lower quality investments with higher quality investments that may be at attractive prices. No one can control what the market will do next. You can, however, take advantage of investment opportunities that exist today. At the same time, it is important to be well positioned for whatever the market does tomorrow. Please call me, Philip Biffle, or stop by my office today to develop your personalized recovery plan investment strategy. Please call me, Philip Biffle, at 229-0444, or stop by my office today to develop your personalized recovery plan investment strategy. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here. Sharp Facets Gallery. Allie Rogers, Miss South Carolina 2012 is here. Gosh, you know, it's already February. I guess you got to feel like the year is just spinning by.
It is. It is. I'm preparing for Miss America. When I won Miss South Carolina, I had 6 months, and it got to be like 3-4 months, and I was still telling people I had half a year. And so now I'm telling people I have 6 months to be Miss South Carolina until I give up the title. But I guess we're counting down on that number too.
It's amazing how fast life goes. We just had a call from Jane Matthews. She says, you have the opportunity to put a spotlight on the young adult. Please use your fame and leverage. And that is probably one of the toughest areas, isn't it, for our young people with disabilities?
Yeah, absolutely. For young adults with disabilities in particular, they have that desire to work, and they want to be busy, and they want to make a life for themselves and be independent. And it's our job to provide those outlets and those programs and opportunities for them to get to that point. So, absolutely.
Now, Allie, what do you think about going through school and the school systems and everything? Now, there's a lot of conversation out there whether students should be all in one class, whether they should have a special ed class. What is your feeling about it, since I know you've worked some with this?
Right. Well, I come from a family full of preachers and teachers, and my cousin Adams is a special ed teacher. And so there's a lot of discussion about teaching and our education system in South Carolina. And so basically, and we all know, these students learn differently than I learned when I was in high school. And so I think it's important to keep them in a classroom where they can learn to the best of their ability. Is that the same classroom that I was in? Maybe not. But we do need to have them mingling and interacting with the other students, so they'll have that sense of, you know, a full-fledged high school experience. And so they'll go away with it with friends from all different walks of life. But when it comes to the classroom and when it comes to their learning experience, I think we need to really focus on what's best for them. And that may not be a classroom with students that do not have special needs.
And that's tough with the cuts and everything that are coming down on education because of the money availability with the budget. So
right.
That makes it tough.
It does. And that's where my position comes in. That's where the Miss America organization comes in. We need to utilize these programs and these opportunities that I have as Miss South Carolina to promote these causes, because the funds are not always going to be there in our education system. And so we need to rely on outside resources that will provide and will promote and advocate for these students.
You know, one of the things that I always enjoy seeing on the news is the kid who is the basketball or the football, and they become part of the team even though they're not the center of the team. Right. And when the thing I always love to see, though, is maybe when they've already won the game and everything, and they put the young person on and they get to make a touchdown or something. It just seems like everybody in the school and on the team gets a charge out of that.
Right. And they bring this sense of unity. You know, like you're saying, everyone, those type of kids who work on those teams, everybody knows who they are and everybody loves them. And so they're really able to bring this sense of unity, not just among that one team, but schools around the area and the team they might be playing in that game, for instance. So they really do bring just a sense of happiness that we somehow just seem to overlook most of the time.
Right, exactly. I think that's great. Well, you know, today is National Pancake Day.
It is. I'm stuffed full of pancakes.
I can't say it.
Thanks to IHOP down the road. Yeah. So National Pancake Day. IHOP is a supporter and a sponsor of the Children's Miracle Network, and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals is the national platform of the Miss Miracle organization. And so National Pancake Day today, we have title holders. You know, I was Miss Lawrence County, so Miss whatever county or Miss whatever state, and Miss America herself, we're all working in IHOPs today, flipping pancakes and
have you been
up.
Flipping pancakes
I
today?
I have. I got to flip my pancakes, and I served them. I got to eat my pancakes. And so, you know, we're really kind of enjoying meeting and greeting all over the nation today and enjoying our pancakes.
Now, what is the deal? You get to eat.
The deal is you get free pancakes, like three pancakes, a short stack, what they call them. And you get these free pancakes, but take in mind that this is a donation for the Children's Miracle Network. So what you don't have to pay for pancakes, you can donate to Children's Miracle Network Hospitals.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And the cool thing is all of the funds raised in South Carolina go back to our kids in Children's Miracle Network Hospitals in this state. And so raising funds leading up to Miss America, I won the Miracle Maker Award, and I met my goal of $20,000 for Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. And so all of that money went back to kids who were fighting for their lives right here in this state. So it really is a way to give back literally locally. And that's one way we can get involved and help out right here in the state of South Carolina.
Now, what hospitals are Miracle Network hospitals?
There are four in the state of South Carolina. And I don't want to give the names of them because I'd get some name mixed up.
Okay.
But there are four, and you know,
is there one in Greenville?
Greenville is one. One in Florence.
Okay.
One in Columbia, and it would make sense to be in Charleston, but I don't want to say it because I might be wrong. And so it goes right back to those kids and who may not be able to afford a surgery or medication or the services they need to save their lives.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Well, this is fascinating stuff, folks. Hey, if you got a question for Miss Allie Rogers, Miss South Carolina 2012, pick up that phone and give us a call, 229-7984. And I'm sorry we missed you at the International IHOP Pancake House earlier today. We should have been there taking your picture and watching you watching you serve up pancakes. I just need to know, were you wearing those high heels while you were doing this?
Oh, I was wearing the high heels.
All right. I tell you what, she is quite amazing. Now, I do need to ask you, how tall are you without the heels?
I'm almost 5'10".
Almost
so 5'10". So I'm pretty tall without the high heels, but I like being tall. So
let's see everything.
To be 6'2 or 6'3, that's even more fun, right?
Absolutely. All right, we're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Don't you go away. And again, if you have a question, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
Gold dust at my feet.
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime. from Mother Earth with love, a diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
All right, we're back here, Sharp Facets Gallery, and having a good time with Miss Allie Rogers, Miss South Carolina, 2012. She, of course, first runner-up for Miss America. What a kudos that was for somebody that was not a pageant girl. Even more amazing, I think.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It was pretty cool.
It was. Now, let me ask you this. I was looking at some of these fun facts here, and I see, you know, raising chickens is become a big backyard hobby for a lot of people. I see you had three chickens. Are you still raising chickens?
I don't have the chickens anymore, but they were fun for a while, and then they grew up. I've had just about every pet you can imagine, and so chickens were not out of the ordinary, but it was fun.
And why did you name them all the same name?
Oh, they didn't have all the same name.
Oh, okay. I thought I read that they all had the same name.
No. Lucy, Peanut, and Dinosaur.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see. Little known facts. Okay.
Yeah, fun fact, huh?
Fun facts, yeah. Okay. And I also understand you decided not to wear pink nail polish against all recommendations. You went with blue.
Well, I didn't just choose blue. I just didn't change what I had on in the first place. competing for Miss South Carolina, my toenails have been some shade of blue since high school.
A high school color?
Nope. I just don't like pink. Okay. And so blue was, I guess, maybe kind of sort of the opposite of pink. Mm-hmm. And I'm wearing blue today. You can obviously tell. Yeah. I'm just a blue kind of girl. Clemson, obviously, for football season, my toenails are orange. But competing for Miss South Carolina, I just didn't change my toenail color. And so that kind of became a running joke at first. And then it just became my thing. And so competing for Miss America, there was some discussion about, okay, how are we going to hold Allie down to get that blue toenail polish off and paint it a normal color? But it stayed on. I competed for Miss America with blue toenails and I got all kinds of pictures and tweets and Facebook posts with people back home and family and friends painting their blue toenails. And a lot of guys painted their toenails blue, which was kind of weird, but pretty cool too. So that has kind of become the Miss South Carolina theme in toenail fashion.
Toenail fashion. Yeah. So you're a leader in toenail fashion.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. Well, I guess that is the color of our state flag, right? Blue?
That's it. That's why it's blue.
I
couldn't figure out why it was blue, but that's it. That makes sense, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Now, another thing that I found fascinating was the fact that you didn't want any interview coaches.
No, I didn't. I had a trainer that helped me get ready for swimsuit competition and just, you know, be able to focus in on what I needed to work on in that aspect. But when it came to interview, you know, if I have my own opinions and I know how to say things and how I want to present myself. And I did have, on the Miss South Carolina team, we had great help to prepare me with my wardrobe and with what I was going to wear, what I was going to do, with my talent. And with interview, we just had kind of roundtable discussion about what was going on, just to make sure that I was aware of everything going on. And with as busy as I was and still am, it's hard keeping up with everything that's going on in the world. And so I did have some support just to discuss things, and but I'm not all for an interview coach. I don't think anyone can put words in your mouth and thoughts in your head and then you make them your own. So
absolutely
didn't exactly go with a coach.
Oh, that's terrific. Now, what's coming up over the next couple 3 months? What's exciting that you're going to be doing?
I have some exciting things coming up, some big things with NASCAR and the Southeastern Wildlife Convention. I'm helping kick that off on Valentine's Day.
That's next week.
Yes, in Charleston. And then what's The most fun for me is speaking at schools and speaking at churches and civic organizations and traveling and doing the little things. So I do have some big things coming up that will be certainly thrilling and exciting, but I'm excited about my normal routine as well.
Now, just for the record, you've got what, 4 months or so, 5 months? When is the pageant?
I will crown Miss South Carolina 2013 on July 13th.
Okay, so we've got up through June here, a little bit of July.
I went about trying to do that math in my head.
But the bottom line is, I just wonder, after being on this whirlwind, do you think you're going to... How's it going to be? You going to miss being Miss South Carolina or all the attention and everything?
I will miss being South Carolina, but I am looking forward to just being a normal college girl. So being required to take the year off from school, I feel like I kind of had to jump ahead of my age a little bit and do a little bit of growing up to travel by myself and to speak by myself and to stay by myself for events. And so I'm going back to just be a normal college kid, which I'm very excited about. And I don't know if normal for me will be normal to anyone else, but I'm excited to go back to Clemson and finish out my 2 years there.
Now, what are you majoring in, Allie?
I'm a communication studies major, and I went into Clemson University with a full scholarship, and on top of that have earned almost $63,000 in scholarship assistance from the Miss America organization. And so that's one thing that the Miss America organization rightfully prides itself in is the scholarship opportunity. So I'll go on to get my master's with that scholarship money after I graduate from Clemson University, and I honestly don't know what I want to be when I grow up, and I'm okay with that. So we'll see where the road takes me and what God's plan is in store.
Well, you certainly have an exciting journey for sure, right? It hasn't been boring, has it?
No. Better be busy than boring, though, huh?
Absolutely. I think so. So as we're getting close to the end here, what would you like people to know about you?
To know about me, I'm really just a normal, small-town, Southern, all-American girl. I've had the best of both worlds in being raised in the South, being raised in sports and as an athlete, and now to serve as Miss South Carolina, I have ample opportunities to give back to the state, to give back to my community. And, you know, when I won Miss South Carolina, I said, tell me how I can serve you best. And I hope that I've done this state justice as Miss South Carolina and have represented the state as best I can. And I'm kind of living the all-American dream here. I'm living this really cool life and I have this cool job, but I'm still really super, super normal. And I think that's one thing I want everyone to know is that I'm just a normal girl, and normal people can go on to do big things.
Absolutely. Now, what would you have to say to maybe probably some of the parents and grandparents of girls that might want to be pageant girls or maybe already are being in the pageants and everything? What do you have to say to them?
Yeah, well, I mean, if the girls want to be in pageants, that's fine. You know, I wanted to play softball, wanted to play the piano, wanted to play golf. Those are my passions. That was what I did as a hobby. And so if they want to compete in pageants, go for it. But, you know, don't encourage them to do anything they don't want to do. Let them find themselves by themselves.
Absolutely. Well, and if somebody is on the pageant road to become Miss South Carolina, maybe some of the gals that are out there working, what piece of advice would you give them?
Pageanty does not win Miss America. You will never meet a Miss America that competed in pageants when she was a little girl, and not many Miss South Carolinas. And you know, that's one thing in the Miss America organization, we value ourselves so much on talent, on community service, on scholarship, and on speaking. And, you know, you don't travel everywhere in an evening gown and in high heels and your crown, my life and job is not all that glamorous. And so you really have to put the whole pageant aspect aside and figure out if you would be a good representative and a good spokesperson for the state of South Carolina and for the organization as a whole. And I think that's what a lot of girls lose sight of when they're competing for pageants. Don't try to be pageanty because it doesn't win.
Doesn't win pageants.
Nope.
Well, you certainly are a testament to that, aren't you, Allie?
Well, thank you. Thank
Absolutely. You. Now, we do want to remind you that you can still go to IHOP today,
yes.
Right? And please do. Please go to the IHOP right here. You can have a, go ahead and tell them one more time.
Yes,
what they
you can get a short stack of pancakes for free. And what you do not spend on the pancakes, you can donate to Children's Miracle Network. So it's a win-win for everybody all around.
Absolutely. So if you'd like to go out there this evening for dinner, it will be busy, but it will be worth it. It'll be an excellent time. Now, you were telling me you're always looking for different avenues to book, to see different people. How about just go ahead and give that to them over the air right now since we're on the air?
Right, absolutely. So my manager, Shannon, she books all of my appearances, and so you can get in touch with her via email. You can find that booking information on my Facebook page, on my Twitter page, on Instagram, or you can go to the Miss South Carolina website, and it's miss-sc.org, and you can send in a request. I would love to come speak at your schools. Palmetto Pride is a program that puts me into mainly middle schools, but any age, and I talk about not littering and recycling and how to beautify South Carolina, and so that's a program that would put me into your schools, and then there are ample opportunities that you can take advantage of, and I would love to come speak at any of your events, schools, churches, civic organizations. Let me know how I can serve you best.
That's right, and you're not very far up the road either.
I'm not. I'm originally from Lawrence, and I live all over the state this year,
right.
But love a good excuse to sleep in my own bed a couple times every now and then.
Well, that's terrific. We just had another call come in, listening on the stream, Liz Beasley. Great interview. You come across as someone comfortable in your own skin. Keep in touch with all your contacts. They are your real rewards. Good piece of advice, huh?
That is.
Absolutely.
That is. Thank you for that.
All right. Well, I have been here with Miss South Carolina. It has been my utmost pleasure to sit down and be able to have a conversation with you here today.
It's been great. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So this is WCRS right here in Greenwood. We will be posting this on the stream, and, of course, there'll be a podcast. Don't you go away. Coming up is the news. That's going to do it for me. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.